because we don't want the problem to become ours, so that we don't want to spend that time thinking through it, because in the end, we are too afraid to make a decision. So you see how that twined together? So you got to learn to make decisions like on the spot, boom. Don't just keep taking it to the entrepreneur's plate. It's mind numbing, it's exhausting. And it's the very people that keep taking that stuff to the entrepreneur's plate that the entrepreneur eventually doesn't want to be around.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? This is Anik Singhal, your favorite person, but maybe not after this episode. This is going to be one of those where I kind of say what I've been wanting to say for a long time, and I just say it. Lately, those episodes have actually been getting the most feedback. So, by the way, if you hear this and you want to talk to me and you want to give me feedback, I love those messages I get from you. If they're on social media or if you happen to know me and you text me or whatever, please do keep sending those. So, today's topic. All right, ready? How not to be a sucky employee for an entrepreneur. So, now, why the heck would I make this episode if you're an entrepreneur and you're not an employee? Well, perhaps you'll make your employees listen to this, make your team listen to it, or if nothing else, you know what? Maybe you'll relate to it and it'll be therapeutic for you to hear this, that there are other people that have these problems too. So, and if you are listening to this and you work with an entrepreneur and you help an entrepreneur, please, please listen to it twice. I'm begging you. I cannot explain to you how important this is. The reason people join startups, right? The reason you become an employee for a startup is because there's more growth opportunity. Otherwise, why would you want to work for a startup? It's harder work, longer hours, crazier, less secure. But it's because if the startup takes off, then you are, you're usually one phone call away from the CEO, the owner. They usually promote from within quicker, faster. You can make more money. There's more variable pay. Hopefully there's higher pay. There's more growth, faster growth. I mean, I've had people in our company grow from being customer support to running the whole damn operations team. And not just that, that's one particular person. And then there's people that have come in to be a sales assistant to then being leading the sales team. I mean, there's just so many examples. And that kind of growth could never happen at a bigger company. You couldn't be in a bigger corporate company and expect from within 2 years to grow from junior to the most senior person. But it can happen in a startup. So we go in. So what's the point here? The point here is if you want to have that kind of growth and you want to have that kind of opportunity, then you, the entrepreneur you serve, the entrepreneur you help, they better love you. You better be someone that makes them smile and not go, ugh, and cringe. And I know everyone listening says, you're probably thinking right now, if you do work for an entrepreneur, you're probably thinking, I'm not that. I don't do that. Well, okay. I'm going to tell you what makes an entrepreneur cringe. And if you do even one of these things or don't do one of these things, then you most likely make your entrepreneur cringe. And so my point here isn't to attack anyone. It's to help kind of show you the mind of an entrepreneur. And hopefully this unlocks the ability for you to just grow faster in your career, grow faster as a person, be more successful while also helping your company that you work for succeed faster, which innately will make the entrepreneur far happier and will, of course, create for just a rosier relationship. Okay, so let's dive right in. By the way, you can grab all the show notes at anikpodcast.com. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave us a great review. And of course, if you're on YouTube, if at any point I severely offend you, go ahead and leave a comment below. It's okay. We'll have a chat about it. All right, number one. This is the one. I'll start with the one that makes me go the most. Let me take a deep breath. Questions. Oh, man. Listen, guys, I know the reason people ask the entrepreneur questions. I know why you think you ask the questions. You'll say, I do it because, well, I don't want to make a mistake and only you know what you want. And I just want to help you better. And so I want to ask you questions so I can serve you better and do what it is you want. That's not why you ask questions. It's because you don't want to get out in front of it, because most entrepreneurs are usually problem solvers, right? That's what entrepreneurs do. That's the core definition and the genetic makeup of an entrepreneur is they
Thanks for listening
solve
to
problems.
The Fighting Entrepreneur.
The reason you ask questions host, is because you don't want to solve the problem. Right? That's literally my number two tip here. You ask questions because you don't want to put in the time to think it through. It's not your baby. It's not your problem. It's not your thing. So let me just ask the question. Let me make it someone else's problem. And I'm telling you, even if that's not what you want or how you want it, it's how it's perceived by entrepreneurs. So sometimes I'm petrified of giving an assignment to the team, because the minute I do, it's like this. If I put one thing out, I will get 15 back. And I'm like, how the heck, what the, right? Like, I want to do this thing. I want to do this project, but I'm scared because I don't have time on my plate. And if I give it to someone, they're going to go, hey, so I get it, but now blah, 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 blah. And you're like, ah, never mind. Don't do it. Sorry. I'll do it. Okay. Oh my God. Like, I don't have time for this. So does this mean you never ask the entrepreneur question? Of course not. Like, please, let's not live in the world of extremes. But I got to tell you, 80% of the questions that I get, right, that most, and by the way, I'm not just speaking for myself, okay? I have talked to other entrepreneurs. Obviously, I hang around them all the time. And I know they're nodding their heads right now going, oh my God, Anik, you're like in my head. Most entrepreneurs will tell you this, that like 70% of the questions that get asked by their team, oh, they just weren't necessary. If you had just taken an extra 1, 2, 3 minutes, you could have figured it out, right? But why take that extra time if you could just put that problem onto someone else? So please don't do that. Listen, if you want to work for an entrepreneur, you got to step up and you got to learn not to ask a question about every single thing and go out and figure it out, all right? And guess what? If you make a mistake, right, I'm sure maybe the entrepreneur will be upset, but if you look at the entrepreneur and say, I'm sorry, I know I made that mistake, but I was just trying to protect your time and I made a decision. Oh, you'll see what they'll do. Oh, they'll immediately melt, but oh, I'm so sorry. You're right. Okay. So go out there. It's okay. All right, let's go to number two. They're all like tied together, by the way. Even number three, it's like tied together. So number two is solutions, not problems. Please. Do you know that as an entrepreneur, the entrepreneur that you're working with has so many problems? It may look rosy. You may think their life is amazing because they pull up in a beautiful car and they, you know, they wear nice clothes and they live in a beautiful home. They have more problems than you want to know about, from worrying about financials to a client or a student that's upset or a customer that's angry to employees that are fighting because Marcy ate Jessica's Jell-O in the fridge and you think I'm making that is the kind of nonsense that will make it to an entrepreneur's desk. It's the most infuriating thing, right? But they're dealing with all kinds of issues, all kinds you can't even begin to fathom. So if you've got a problem, it's fine. If it's a big problem, first of all, is it a big enough problem to take to their plate? Can you just solve it? Could you just make it go away? And make it so the entrepreneur never even knows it existed? That's how you best serve them. That's how you make the entrepreneur love you, is that you just never take them problems. Don't think the entrepreneurs are stupid. They will know. They know that everyone has problems. They will know you're the one who just solves them and you don't take it to them. So if nothing else, if there's a big problem and you truly, truly just don't want to make that call and you need help, can you at least go to the entrepreneur with your problem and two or three proposed solutions? Or going back to number one, let's say you just do have a question. You're like, I just don't want to solve this one on my own. Why not message the entrepreneur a question with three options, multiple choice answer. A, boom, B, boom, C, boom. So that when I go on to Slack or text or whatever, or email, I could be like, I have to look at you, A. I reply with one letter. You know what? It took me a little bit extra time to read it, but I didn't have to process the thought process. It's mind numbing. It's tiring. I got enough going on. Entrepreneurs got enough going on. So if you do have a problem, if you do have a question, can you at least propose solutions so that it's clear that you took the time to think it through and it didn't just regurgitate it back onto the entrepreneur? Okay? This is a big, big, these number two, if you can just do the first two, I'm telling you right now, like you basically are not a sucky employee to an entrepreneur. All right, number three. Now, this is when we kind of start to level things up. Like this one's a little bit tougher, and I don't expect this from everyone that works for me, but if you've been around me for a few years, I definitely expect this. Make a decision. Stick your neck out. Listen, you know what? As an entrepreneur, I make decisions all the time that don't work, and I get my head bit off too. People think that I'm an entrepreneur, so I don't have a boss, so I don't get my head bit off. Are you kidding me? I get my head bit off by the worst people of all. By vendors, by suppliers, by customers, by lawyers, by employees, by contractors. I got everyone biting my head off. The only person that's going to bite your head off is the entrepreneur, is your boss. So the worst case scenario is you make the wrong decision. But if you can keep your ratio, like I've had team members make wrong decisions, but it's like one wrong decision out of like 12 good ones. Yeah, they might be like, why'd you do that? That wasn't right. And you get to learn from it and you will make evolution. But they're going to recognize that that was the 13th decision you've made, 12 good ones, one bad one. Listen, but these three are combined. We don't want to ask questions because we don't want the problem to become ours so that we don't want to spend that time thinking through it because in the end, we are too afraid to make a decision. So you see how that twined together? So you got to learn to make decisions like on the spot. Boom. Don't just keep taking it to the entrepreneur's plate. It's mind numbing. It's exhausting. And it's the very people that keep taking that stuff to the entrepreneur's plate that the entrepreneur eventually like doesn't want to be around. Just being honest. Because let's look at your life. Let's just think about it. Like, let's say you have a friend in your life. Every single time you meet them, you know, my life is this. My problems are this. Listen to my problems. Can you help me? I need help. Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? Like, how many times before you're like, I don't want to hang out with this person. They're a stress. So it's no different. It's no different, right? So make a decision. Learn to stand up, make decisions, okay? Get guidance. And even if you don't know which decision to make, why don't you give the person a multiple choice, three options, pick one. That's still way better than asking an open-ended question that literally just assigns a problem to someone else. Okay, go to number four. Number four. This is I get as passionate about this one as I did about number one. Step up, do more. Sorry, hate to say it, but you're in a startup. You want to work for an entrepreneur? You better throw your job title in the trash. Don't ever tell an entrepreneur, that's not my job. I am director of this. I am VP of that. Because you know what an entrepreneur can do in about 2 seconds? He can remove that title from you. Do you know that in my company, I'm CEO? I don't know what that means. I couldn't care less. I do the work of juniors. I pick up trash. I've done dishes in the Learn Center. I do everything I need to do because it doesn't matter. It's a startup. So if you are in an entrepreneurial company, in a startup, and you find yourself multiple hours twiddling your thumbs and sitting around because your job is done and you're waiting on someone else to give you something, guess who else sees that? Guess who else knows that? Guess who else is fully aware that that's happening? You think you're being slick, but you're not. The entrepreneur is fully aware. So when you come around asking for a bonus or for a pay raise, or when you come around, you know, wanting things from the person, they will give you back exactly what you gave back to them. So you wanna really help. I'm gonna give you a bonus tip on number six. I'll talk about that. But for this one, step up and do more. If you run out of work, man, that, you know what? An employee at an entrepreneurial company, they bang the drums and get attention from the entrepreneur. Like, I need help. I need help. I have a question. I have a problem. Help me. Help me. Help me. How about banging the same drum saying, I got time. How can I help? How can I be of service? Where can I help? Add more, you know, support? Tell me something to do. I want to grow. What do I do? Bang the same drum and see what happens. Not only will you grow faster, not only will you have more success, but the entrepreneur is going to fall in love with you. You are going to be an asset, a value add, not a drag. All right, number five. Now, this is a big one. And this is one I can tell you, personally, speaking as an entrepreneur, this is where I think we should have like a violin playing in the background. Because it's I'm going to have like a little bit of a soap fest here. Guys, that entrepreneur, man, that's a human being. That is a person. They have feelings and stuff. Can you just care a little bit? They're not a paycheck. They're not someone to kick around. They're not, you know, most people hate their bosses. I get it, right? So as an entrepreneur, you're the devil in most companies. Like most people, it's fine. I get it, right? That's the job of a CEO, job of a founder, job of a boss. But in the end, like, can you tune into them a little bit? Just once, if they do snap, let's just say they snapped at you, they lost their temper. Instead of going in a hissy fit and creating a rally around you and going out and poisoning, you know, getting Martha all riled up and then getting John all riled up and then getting David all riled up, what if you just said, that's not how he usually is. I wonder if everything's okay. And what if you found an opportunity to go and just ask, hey, is everything okay? Can I help? Like, I want to help. Like, I care, and you seem really stressed. Is there anything I can do? You probably think that happens a lot. It does not. As a matter of fact, if anything, everyone else usually in the company is so busy helping each other, they can care less about the guy. He's just a paycheck. But when it comes time to complain because we want more money and we want this and we want that, well, then let's go bang down the door. Let's get the pitchforks. Let's get the little fire thingies and, let's all rally. Guys, in the end, you got to remember something. The entrepreneur, I think you don't understand the level of stress and the level of stuff they go through. And I think that if you could find a way to support them and to treat them as a human and care and not only demand from them, but appreciate them. I have a friend of mine I was talking to. I'm not going to call out names. And this guy works hard for his team. And I know this. He works really hard for his team. This is a strong entrepreneur going through tough times. Not really. It's like a tough time like any entrepreneur would. But it's a VC-backed company, and they got money and all that, but times are tough. And I remember one thing he said to me just recently, and he said, God, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but do they even appreciate me? Like, do they even care? Because you know what? When's the last time that you just did something nice for the entrepreneur? Like, his team, he's like, they never do anything for me. But I do stuff for them all the time. And it's crazy because how many times do we think up? We're forced to think down, right? Leadership, be a good leader. Some of those books just really piss me off because it's like you spend all your time thinking about other people, but it's like at some point it's nice to be thought about also. So I talked to my buddy and I said, I understand. Like there's a lot of entrepreneurs feel this way. So I'm just telling you, number five, like care and tune into your entrepreneur. Just care. Like just remember, they're another human being. Like if you had a friend that got really upset with you, there's a good chance you'd be like, man, what's wrong? Like why are you acting like this? Well, maybe your entrepreneur needs a little bit of that kind of care because it can only go in one good direction usually, right? Now, you got to pick the right time. So don't do it right then and there because most entrepreneurs also don't like to get patronized and they don't like to feel weak. So pick a right time when they've calmed down or whatever and then go express your concern. And don't do it in like, I'm asking because you yelled at me and hurt my feelings. So I want to know what's wrong with you. That's you caring about you and insinuating and insulting and, well, not accusing. You do it in like, hey, what's up? How can I help? I'm sorry. Like, what's going on? That's number five. All right, so those are the five things that you should do or shouldn't do if you want to not be a sucky employee to an entrepreneur. But let me give you some bonus ones here. So I'm going to give you, what do I got here? Two bonus ones, okay? This bonus one right here, I'm going to give you like the secret sauce to growing in an entrepreneurial company, a startup. You want to grow. You want to be like the star kid. Ready? This is number six. Impact. Revenue. Now, I already hear people thinking, but I'm an administrative assistant, but I'm a support person, but I'm in the tech team, but I'm an operational person, but I'm a blah, blah, blah. How do I impact? I don't know. Figure it out. That's the value. Like when you impact revenue, cash is king in a startup. Cash is king. So when you find a way to impact revenue and you're out there generating money, well, no matter what it is, I don't care if you're doing $1,000 a month. That entrepreneur sees that, man, that is like, it's music to their ears. You have no idea how much you are pleasing that person. So I've always said, you know what? Find a way to make more for the company than you earn in income. You know why? You're absolutely irreplaceable. They cannot fire you. They cannot lay you off. They cannot get rid of you because it would be stupid. If you make $7,000 a month and you earn the company $10,000, it's a $3,000 net profit for the company. They would be dumb to walk away from it. So challenge yourself to say, where am I adding revenue? Where am I impacting revenue? Let me go ask questions about how I can impact revenue. Let me propose ideas, solutions. That leads me to my next one here, because I know what's going to happen, right? The byproduct of impacting revenue is you're going to have ideas. Oh, ideas. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. So let me book multiple meetings with this busy entrepreneur and just pitch my idea, pitch my idea, pitch my idea, pitch my idea. And it's like that's going to get to the point where the entrepreneur is like, ah, stop. I'm trying to stay focused. There's a certain way we're doing things, blah, blah, blah. So there's an appropriate way to pitch your idea. First, just because you thought it doesn't mean it's gold. You got to put your idea through the ringer, just like the entrepreneur does every day when they have ideas, at least good ones. So if you want to pitch an idea, come prepared. Come with data. Backed data and examples. So if you have this idea where you want to like do a promotion on a hot air balloon, I think it's going to be awesome. Okay. Why? Do you have stats? Do you have data? Can you link to an article that has statistics about companies that have tested this, that it's one worked well for? Do you have stats that you can compare it to? Like, hey, remember, Mr. Entrepreneur, when we had done that billboard in the stadium that was in front of 15,000 people and we tracked it back to a 165% ROI? Well, this hot air balloon, it's the advertising actually costs 40% cheaper and the audience is 70% bigger. Plus, I found this article from a company that had done a hot air balloon promotion and they reported the X amount of ROI, and I found the perfect company, and this company is willing to do a test for half off. So our risk, as I estimate, is only blah, 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 blah dollars, but our opportunity is blah, 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 blah. Huh. I just sold myself on an idea. I just sold myself on doing a hot air balloon promotion. It doesn't even exist. It's not even true. That's how you pitch an entrepreneur. But you know what? When you have an idea, if you put it through that ringer that I just talked about, 90% of ideas suck. So you would protect yourself from ever taking that to the entrepreneur's plate and burdening them with it. But instead, every time you show up with an idea, it would be well-researched, well-thought-out, and a good idea. So guess what happens? Every time you, if you build a history with the entrepreneur of every time he has an idea or she has an idea, man, it is always well-thought-out, good. And you know what? Their last three ideas were rock star successes. I did really well with it. The fourth time you're like, Mr. Entrepreneur, Mrs. Entrepreneur, I have an idea. They say, whoop, doors swing open. Come on in. What's your idea? I'll stay back late. I'll cancel my meeting. What do you got? But if every idea you've ever had, you keep pitching them, wasting their time, and it doesn't work, by the fourth or fifth idea, you might get fired rather than even have the door open for you. So felt a little passion behind that one. I felt like that was a voice I needed to be spoken on behalf of entrepreneurs. A lot of you probably are budding entrepreneurs, but you currently work for a company. As you're making that transition, I challenge you to listen to this episode again and change the way you approach your work and your boss and your company. And you'll see how quickly your life changes, your work changes, your success changes, and your relationship with those above you that can impact your career changes. And if you're an entrepreneur, if you have the guts, I challenge you to give this particular episode to every single person on your team and let them listen to it. And I promise you, I'll help make your life a lot easier. Go to onicpodcast.com for the show notes. Remember to subscribe, leave us a review, go to YouTube. If you're watching, come on, leave me a comment. What's going on? Talk to me. I read them all. Click subscribe, click the little bell icon. And of course, click the thumbs up icon. And as I always say, come on, fighting entrepreneurs. When life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back and stop being sucky employees to entrepreneurs. All right? I just told you how to stop it. So go out there, put this into action, and you'll see great success from it. This is Onyx Singhal. I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.